If you love America, you're among friends here. ConservativeNationRadio.org.
He who has an ear, let him hear the footsteps of Christ as he approaches the doors of heaven to return. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. On earth, as it is in heaven. Us to the edge of life and death, bound by tears of wisdom. Give us this day. Give us the strength to reach out and touch the face.
Servant of the Most High, unabashed and unafraid. This is the Christopher Manti Show.
I'm he, your humble host. Hope you can hear me okay today. Got some technical issues here with our studio, but I'm back. It is Friday night at 9, therefore I am here with you. Thank you for listening in, live or recorded. I appreciate it very, 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 very much. Just so you know, I will be moving next week to 5 p.m. Eastern instead of 9 o'clock, 5 o'clock. Right? Easy. And I appreciate you following along, or again, just okay, let's try this again. Hopefully I'm back on the air here. I apologize for that. Technical problems, not sure if it's with Skype or with our host here that we use Block Talk Radio, but I apologize profusely. Hopefully I'm back on. If somebody can give me a heads up, confirm that I'm still here, I would appreciate it. So give me a call, if you would, 718-305-7176, 718-305-7176. I use my phone number as always. And this is Christopher Manti. Again, 9 to 11 tonight, but next Friday, 5 to 7. So please follow me there. And don't forget to visit conservativenationradio.org often and early and spread the word about it. Facebook, you have a page there. Just go to Conservative Nation Radio. I also have a Facebook page there for this show called Manti Show, M-A-N-T-E-I Show. Twitter, at CNR Show. If you don't want to contact me any other way, you can email me, Christopher, at conservativenationradio.org. Don't forget, Trinity Media is your host. This is the Trinity Media Studios, trinitymediaonline.com. Okay, so today is the 3rd of May, 2013 already. We're in May. By the way, I know you missed me last week. Thank you for that. I'm back, so no problem. The program tonight should be interesting. I see breaking news right now, although it's not actually happening right now. It looks like the nation of Israel has launched an airstrike into Syria. Although, from what I can tell, what I'm reading here, just real quick before I went on the air, that they didn't actually, might not have gone into Syrian airspace. How do you strike a country without going to the airspace? I am not sure. But there were some jets and some action, and somebody got bombed with something. So whenever Syria is involved, my ears perk up, because there's a chapter in the Bible that is unfulfilled about the destruction of Damascus, the capital of Syria. And once that happens, got some real poop going down in the world. Okay, maybe I'll cover that tonight as a impromptu topic, but I definitely keep an eye out for that, because it's bad news for America, basically, is what it comes down to. And the things I wanted to cover tonight basically go along with that is America under judgment. That's the question, and I'll be talking about something you should know about already. Came out last year. If you don't, I'll tell you about it. It's called The Harbinger, and it's a prophetic word. You need to hear it. You need to hear it. Of course, we're still trying to follow up what the heck happened at this Boston terrorist bombing. Well, we know what happened, kind of, but where's the body? Number one, there's the guy who died, the dude who had a shootout with the cops, the older brother. His body is now missing. We don't know where it is. And where is the Saudi? This young man who started off as they arrested him. No, we didn't arrest him. He's a person of interest. We're questioning him at the hospital. No, he's not a person of interest. He's just some innocent guy that we happened to talk with and got visited by Michelle Obama, and now he's gone. And Glenn Beck dug up some real dirt on him. We initially put him on the terrorist list. He was a dangerous, imminent threat type of terrorist, and now they scrubbed it. Now it's as if that never happened at all. So who the heck knows what's happening with him? Where is he? All right. Also, a question on my mind. Why is the Gosnell jury still out? It's been 4 days now. And the Kermit Gosnell trial in Philadelphia, of course, I'm sure you know about it, being a conservative audience. We're the only ones who know about it, of course. The rest of the country is willfully ignorant and being kept in the dark about it. But this is now the fourth day of deliberations from this jury. And why the heck haven't they come back yet? I do not understand. Anyway, we'll get into that. And if I have time, Pentagon here, past couple of days, it's come out that they're cracking down on Christian evangelism, and specifically calling that out as something you can be court-martialed over. Very intriguing. So I'm calling it Pentagon Outlaws Great Commission. That's the mission of Christian. After all, Jesus tells you to make disciples. If you're not allowed to do that in the U.S. military, strange days indeed. So if you'd like to join in, please call me, 718-305-7176. Hopefully we don't have any more glitches here. Technically, I sincerely apologize there for beginning of the show. Not my fault, but not your fault. Certainly not yours. So thank you for joining me and participating, even if it's just listening or taking notes. That is worthwhile also. I aim to educate and entertain, enlighten, and tug on the old heartstrings. Whatever I can do, I will do that. The Manti Show is here for you. Again, here till 11 o'clock tonight. The next week, starting next week at 5 p.m. Eastern. 5 p.m. Eastern. 5 p.m. Eastern. Eastern. Till 7. Okay? Just remember that. Or not. Because most of my fans are downloading me after. That's cool. So let's get into it here before I have to go to break already. Is America under judgment? Is America under judgment? What are you crazy, Manti? What are you talking about? Are you some crazy? Are you some Bible thumper? Well, it's interesting. The more I think about it, the more we deserve it. We deserve to be. And there's a general sense the last 10 or 12 years that we are, but to me, I'm a Bible guy, as you know, I need proof. I need to see it. I need the scripture. I need the example. I need the template. Know what I mean? If I have that, then we're talking. Up to this point, it's been, well, bad things happen. Well, America does, you know, it's not living up to its godly founding. Therefore, bad thing A is a result of not living up to it. That kind of falls flat to me, because again, you need more than that. I mean, this is not a game. God isn't random or confusing or leaving people in the dark about what his intentions are and what he does and what he will do. That's the lesson of history, is he reveals himself to his people. And frankly, after the resurrection of Jesus, we're all in, right? If you dedicate the time, he'll reveal things to you, no matter who you are, where you come from. His word is here and open, and as long as you study to show yourself approved to him, he'll reward you with knowledge about himself and about the world around you and about events in the past, the present, and the future. It's the way it goes. So, specifically with September 11th, a lot of us felt in our hearts that, oh my gosh, this is different. This is different. Something's really happening. Couldn't really put a finger on it until some folks around have been saying it, no doubt. But the first time I've actually seen it scripturally documented about what happened that day, not just in general about God being angry with us or what have you, but what happened September 11th has been answered. Has been answered. I might be a little late on the bus here because, frankly, I was running campaigns last year for politicians and presidential level and Senate level and all that. So I was quite involved with elections. And when this book first came out, called The Harbinger, I was ignorant. I mean, I heard of it. I heard people talking about it. I know the title. Glenn Beck, when I got to listen to him once in a while, would say it. But that's about it. And then it really exploded here at the beginning of the year, where the author of Jonathan Cahn has addressed the national prayer breakfast before the re-inauguration of Barack Obama. And then it all came out. So I'll talk about that in the next segment. It's already 9:15 here. By the way, I'm not the only show on the Conservative Nation Radio Network. We are all about keeping the left wing guessing, right? Which may be one reason why Radio Free America with Duke Brooks is moving to Wednesday nights, 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 Central, here at conservativenationradio.org. Some things never change, though. Your weekly dose of anti-communist U.S. history and flying is still very available, just on a different night. Maybe Republican politics in Delaware had something to do with it, too. He's very involved with that. But Radio Free America with Duke Brooks now rolls out Wednesday night, 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 Central, on conservativenationradio.org. Real conservatism for real conservatives. And we will be right back with you.
I am a free man. Don't tread on me.
This is is the sound of a brand new outdoor grill being hurled off a 20-story building. Now a stylish glass coffee table. An electric guitar. These are the things you could enjoy all cast into oblivion. Because when you throw away money on wasted electricity, you throw away everything you could have bought with it. Visit EnergySavers.gov and get tips on how to save energy and money. Then do things like switch to Energy Star light bulbs or Energy Star appliances, then you could save hundreds of dollars a year. So this doesn't happen to the recliner you've had your eye on, or this to the treadmill on your wish list, or this to the shiny new bike your kid's been asking for. Saving energy saves you money. Learn more at EnergySavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
You're so annoying.
You're so annoying.
Stop copying me. Mom, tell her to stop copying me.
Mom, tell her to stop talking to me.
Kids will spend 10 minutes copying everything their sibling says.
You're such a doofus.
How about 2 minutes to brush their teeth? Brushing for 2 minutes now can save your child from severe tooth pain later. For fun 2-minute videos to watch while brushing, visit 2min2x.org. 2 minutes, twice a day. I have the time.
Mom!
A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ad Council.
Aren't you glad the so-called fairness doctrine doesn't apply here?
Welcome back. Broadcasting live from the Trinity Media Studios.
Here's your host, Manti.
Welcome back indeed. I am Mr. Manti, your host of the evening, 9 to 11 p.m. tonight, 718-305-7176. The number, 718-305-7176. Join the Manti Show or email me, Christopher@conservativenationradio.org. And I thank you for doing that, and to let us continue to rock. And thank you to the chat room here. Just got a note from a listener, just put a plug on me, for me on Facebook. Thank you very much. Appreciate that. And getting the word out there is always good. So I'm going to talk about is America under judgment? And someone has answered that. To me, his name is Jonathan Kahn. He is a messianic rabbi. In other words, he's a Jewish person who believes that Jesus is the Messiah. And he has received a word from the Lord about September 11th and how it relates to us. And it is knock your socks off, blow your mind type of stuff. And if you haven't gotten into it, I know there's the book that came out, which is wrapped in a fictional story. So people just want to dismiss it. Oh, it's a work of fiction. It doesn't mean anything. Well, if you don't get can see through the narrative of that, he just released a companion with study guide just earlier this year. It's called the Harbinger Companion with Study Guide, and it goes into scripture after scripture after scripture, how he came about, how the revelation came about, and pictures and documentation galore. Not a story, not fiction, but going to exactly what God is talking about here. It's about a little under 200 pages, so not especially long, but jam-packed with wow. So I strongly suggest you pick it up, or I don't know if it's in libraries or whatever, but check it out, okay? In general, I actually blogged about this also this week. On April 30th, it was an important date. Because in 1789, April 30th was the day that our first president was inaugurated at our capital. At that time, our capital was New York City. And I titled the piece that I did, Humility Has Become Defiance. And There was an attempt on the 30th to put the crowning spire on the new Freedom Tower at Ground Zero. That did not happen, thank God. But I'll tell you why, thank God, later. But it would have been just a momentous date if that had happened. But apparently they tried but failed again. George Washington, when he was inaugurated, said this at Federal Hall in New York City. Federal Hall is where, right across the street from New York Stock Exchange today on Wall Street. His address, he said, "Since we ought to be no less persuaded that the propitious smiles of heaven can never be expected on a nation that disregards the eternal rules of order and right which heaven itself has ordained, and since the preservation of sacred fire of liberty and the destiny of the republican model of government are justly considered as deeply, perhaps as finally staked on the experiment entrusted into the hands of the American people, having thus imparted to you my sentiments, as they have been awakened by the occasion which brings us together, I shall take my present leave, but not without resorting once more to the benign parent of the human race, in humble supplication that he has been pleased to favor the American people with opportunities and for deliberating in perfect tranquility and dispositions for deciding with unparalleled unanimity on a form of government and for the security of their union and the advancement of their happiness, so his divine blessing may be equally conspicuous in the enlarged views, the temperate consultations, and the wise measures on which the success of this government must depend." After being sworn in, Washington, along with the Vice President and both houses of Congress, the entire Senate and House, walked together down the street to a church called St. Paul's Chapel to pray for this new nation. Their view from the chapel door was a plot of land we know now as Ground Zero. Ground Zero was where George Washington and our first government prayed to God to dedicate it to him. As Washington said in his speech, "When our nation disregards order and right, heaven will cease to smile on us." That is a prophecy from George Washington. The Lord spoke through him that day, there is no doubt. If we are not humble, he will no longer favor us. His blessings will be withdrawn, and our hedge of protection will be removed. George Washington knew that, and so it came to pass on September 11, 2001, on that very place, our protection was removed. As a sign, however, of our Lord's mercy, St. Paul's Chapel, where Washington prayed that prayer, was miraculously unharmed. The windows weren't even broken, where every other building around was destroyed. This was at Ground Zero, folks. It wasn't a mile down the street. It was right there, and it was saved by a tree, a sycamore tree. Anyway, to continue with my thoughts on this as I blogged about it, I said, how do we react to 9/11? In humility and repentance, seeking his face? No. It was with defiance, just like ancient Israel did when they were attacked. They vowed to rebuild stronger than before. That's all they did. They didn't come back to God. On April 30th, they were trying to put together the final piece of "We Will Rebuild Stronger." Isaiah 9:10 will again be brought alive before our eyes, and that's what the Harbinger is about, Isaiah 9:10. The Freedom Tower, quote-unquote, will become the tallest building in the nation once the spire is placed. None of these things are coincidences. There are many more. As with ancient Israel, the nation's ground of consecration will become the ground of its judgment. September 11th. Then the financial collapse 7 years later, seven exact years later on the Hebrew calendar. The market crashed 777 points, not a coincidence. The rise of evil within our borders and within our own government. These things will continue and grow even more. We have ceased to rely on God and are now thumbing our noses at him. Of course, there's always hope for us as individuals, but as a nation, as a nation. That was my thoughts on it. Now, The Harbinger is a book by Jonathan Cahn. He's a Messianic rabbi out of northern New Jersey, actually quite close to where I grew up. Very close. And freakishly, you know, my county, it was really weird. Here's where the scriptures, we'll get into it, and then after the another break here, I'll get into exactly what the harbingers are and what they were and what they mean. The scriptures are as follows. This is about the hedge of protection that we've been given, Isaiah chapter 5. And now to go, I will tell you what I will do to my vineyard. This is God speaking. I will take away the hedge thereof, and it shall be eaten up, and broke down the wall thereof, and it shall be trodden down, and I will lay it waste. It shall not be pruned or digged, but there shall come up briars and thorns. I will also command the clouds that they rain no more upon it. For the vineyard of the Lord of hosts is the house of Israel, the house of Israel, and the men of Judah his pleasant plant. For he looked, as he looked for judgment, but behold, oppression. For righteousness, but behold, a cry. House of Israel is very important, folks. Did you know that the nation of Israel had a war against the Jews? Does that sound strange to you? It's true. It's in the Bible. It's in the Bible. Israel and the Jews have not been the same people for 4,000 years, and they are not today. The house of Israel is separate. It was scattered to many nations. Be that as it may, Isaiah chapter 9 is what brings home this harbinger. The Lord sent a word into Jacob and hath lighted upon Israel, and all the people shall know, even Ephraim and the inhabitant of Samaria. Samaria was the capital of the kingdom of Israel, the 10 northern tribes, not the Jews. And the inhabitant of Samaria that say in the pride and stoutness of their heart, the bricks are fallen down, but we will build them with hewn stones. The sycamores are cut down, but we will change them into cedars. And that is the critical scripture that we're dealing with. And God is not happy that they reacted that way in the nation of Israel, the house of Israel, 4,000 years ago, and he is not happy about our reaction after September 11th. Not happy at all. Not happy at all. Let me tell you folks about Patriot Depot here. One thing you will be happy about is Patriot Depot. Let's assume that you're listening to conservativenationradio.org. You are a conservative. You love America and our Constitution, just like we do. Since that's the case, you're going to want to supply Depot to get everything from books, bumper stickers, patriotic T-shirts, flags, and everything else. Your pipeline to all this good stuff is right here, conservativenationradio.org. Just go to our website and click on the Patriot Depot banner. Patriot Depot banner. That will take you to the world's best-known warehouse for all of your conservative revolution needs. So wave your flag proudly and display your love for America and the conservative revolution starting right now. Go to conservativenationradio.org, click on the Patriot Depot banner to join. Real conservatism for real conservatives, and we will be right back.
Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or restricting the freedom of the speech, or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble, and to petition the government for a redress of grievances.
What does it take to be the leader in production systems technology? To be the one company that solves production problems at any plant, for any product, and with any technology? It takes a 30-year record of success. It takes total mastery of complex technologies with a history of delivering success every time, without fail. Only one company can claim that high ground in manufacturing line optimization, data automation, and systems integration. and that's Philadelphia Control Systems. In factories worldwide, Philadelphia Control Systems programs, software, and engineering solutions deliver optimal performance and output flow with a record that can't be matched. Any plant, any product, any technology. Philadelphia Control Systems, the leader in production automation since 1982. 800-335-9811. PCS4automation.com. That's PCS, the number 4, automation.com.
Are you tired of your hard-earned money going to support liberal and progressive enterprises? I know I am. That's why I shop at thethirdlantern.com. This conservative marketplace ensures that your money is well spent and supports conservative entrepreneurs dedicated to making their products here in America. Look, I'm a business owner. I know how hard it can be to get your product out there. Get on his vendors list, and it will help your sales. I have had his barbecue sauce. It is amazing. Check out the website, thethirdlantern.com. That's the number 3, RD, lantern.com. Send your liberal friends there and tell them Hig and Resch sent you. Thethirdlantern.com. Put your money where your ideology is.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Oh, you shouldn't have. Wait, is that a goat?
Goats are a great gift, but maybe not for her. Go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com to give a goat and end hunger in South Sudan. So, do you like it? Goatsfortheoldgoat.com.
Hey, liberals, why don't you try rooting for your own damn country for a change?
Till 11 p.m. tonight. Remember, starting next week, 5 to 7. All right? And we will be always be resisting here to the end. 5 to 7 p.m. next week, Eastern. 5 to 7, 5 to 7, 5 to 7. The evening drive, the afternoon drive time. It would be awesome if someone's in the car listening to me live, but I'll take however you got it. No problem. 718-305-7176 is the number, 718-305-7176 is my phone number, my email, if you want to reach me that way, christopher@conservativenationradio.org, or come into the chat room here live on the air and ask me something there. I can do that. I'm easy. Or Twitter at CNR Show, Twitter at CNR Show. Remember, I'm on Facebook also, Manti Show, Manti Show. Okie dokie. I appreciate that very much. So let's continue with the topic at hand, which is America under judgment? And what is the harbinger? What is that about? So I just went over the scriptures that are relevant to that, and I feel a real unction to share this with you. That's why I'm doing this tonight. House of Israel is important. Historical context real quick. There was two kingdoms in after Solomon. The 12 tribes of Israel split up into two different countries, north and south. Northern kingdom had 10 of the 12 tribes. Southern kingdom had two tribes, Judah and Benjamin. All the rest were up the north. The northern tribes were not very good. They disobeyed God on a regular basis. They were not really interested in keeping commandments and things like that, and they fell into all kinds of apostasy and worshiping pagan gods from the countries surrounding them and sacrificed their children to idols. All kinds of sexual immorality, homosexuality, and all that stuff. Just went down the tubes. And God noticed that, obviously. He was been dealing with these people for so long. He's like, what the heck are you guys doing? Please stop. Stop it now. Stop it now. Send prophets after prophet after prophet. And they kill them. And don't listen. Just don't listen. So eventually, God gets fed up and allows an attack by their enemies, the Assyrians. The Assyrians in that time were the terrorists. In fact, people have said they're the first terrorists ever. They would do just brutal, disgusting things to their enemies, cut their skin off, hang it on the walls, to the point where most people didn't even fight them. They just, oh my God, the Assyrians are here. I give up. You know, don't hurt me, that type of thing. So they definitely use terrorist tactics. And so God allowed a temporary penetration of the hedge of protection around their nation. The Assyrians attacked two cities, and then they left. Well, they were beat back. So Israel was drawn into a conflict. They were attacked on a limited basis. They fought back, drawn into a conflict, and eventually they didn't listen to God again, and eventually they were wiped out. Their nation was ended. They were judged, and God eliminated them. They were taken. They weren't killed. They were taken captive by the Assyrians. This is later. The Assyrians came back and overran them, killed their leaders, took them hostage, or, you know, made them slaves, basically, back in Assyria, based what we call northern Iraq right now, Nineveh, Mosul, that area. And they kept them for a long, long time. And then when they finally had their fill of them, they sent them off north over the Caucasus Mountains, and they were apparently lost to history after that. I say apparently because I know what happened to them. But anyways, that's for another show. Okay, here are the harbingers that Jonathan Cahn wrote about and God revealed to him. There are 9 harbingers of judgment on the house of Israel. Number 1, the breach. The breach is that break in the hedge, the attack by the Assyrians in the ancient times, in our time, the attack of 9/11 itself. Harbinger 2, the terrorist. In other words, the perpetrators, the Assyrians being terroristic themselves, and of course, the terrorists of Islam who did the attacking on 9/11. Point is, the people themselves were, they used the same tactics. They are related physically. Even their languages are similar, Arabic and the Assyrian languages. Harbinger 3. Fallen bricks, as we read in Isaiah 9:10. The people said the bricks are fallen down. So, fallen bricks. Obviously, there are ruins in Samaria of Israel and the attack on ancient Israel. And then, similarly, in New York City, there were, of course, the iconic images of the fallen World Trade Center, and stone and dust and steel. Still all fresh in our minds, I'm sure. So that's the same. All right, this is getting interesting now. Harbinger 4, the tower. The tower. This comes from where it says, also, this is all Isaiah 9:10. The bricks have fallen down, but we will build or rebuild with hewn stone or stone cut out from a quarry, from a mountain. The tower is what the Septuagint, which is the Greek original Greek translation of the Hebrew Bible, very, very old. The translation there says, we will build a tower, a tower. And what do you know? We are rebuilding in defiance a freedom tower on the site of the World Trade Center. Okay, that's 4. Harbinger 5. The Gazit stone, in other words, what they call a hewn stone or a quarried stone. This is rebuilding, again, in defiance, stronger than before. These are stones that are better than the originals. In ancient Israel, you had clay stones to build the cities and the walls. They came back with stones from quarries, in other words, from the mountains. Literally cut it out, and it's bigger and stronger. Well, what did we do? September 11th happened. We went to the mountains of Adirondacks in New York State. They cut out a giant new stone. They wrote it. This is the new cornerstone of the new tower, and it's there at Ground Zero right now. It's the bottom of Freedom Tower. That's five. Harbinger six. This is where it gets really mind-blowing. Harbinger six, the sycamore. Again, Isaiah 9:10. Sycamores are cut down. Did you know at Ground Zero, on the corner across the street, there is a church called St. Paul's Chapel? In St. Paul's Chapel, as I mentioned earlier in my blog, on the corner of that property, there is a giant sycamore tree. It was there the day George Washington prayed the prayer to dedicate America. That sycamore tree was knocked down by 9/11 when the building collapsed, when the World Trade Centers came down. The tree was uprooted, literally. The roots came out of the ground, but it protected the church. The church was not harmed. Windows were not even broken. The only building in the area to survive. Protected by the sycamore. It is a sycamore tree. It was uprooted in ancient Israel. It was uprooted at Ground Zero. Harbinger 7. The Erez tree. In other words, from the scripture of Isaiah 9:10, we will change them into cedars. We'll replant with cedars. A cedar tree is called Erez in the Hebrew. It's any kind of conifer or pine family of a tree. Guess what? 2 years after 9/11, the exact place where the sycamore was uprooted at that church, they placed a conifer, a new tree, just like in ancient Israel, cedar family is back exactly as before. And by the way, now it's dying. Ten years later, tree is dying after 10 years. Something's wrong, folks. God is trying to tell us something. That's seven for seven. And this is, again, this is defiance. This tree was planted in defiance. We're going to plant a bigger, stronger tree. And by the way, look what's happening to the stronger tree. One lasts for 300 years and one can't even last 10 years. Harbinger 8, the utterance. In other words, this is public defiance by the leaders of the nation. Ancient Israel, it happened, Isaiah 9:10, and in America, it happened September 11th, 2004. John Edwards quoted Isaiah 9:10 verbatim in a speech. Verbatim in Washington, D.C. Verbatim. He quoted the scripture and said, this is Isaiah 9. But in his understanding, his speech writers and what have you, he thought this is a positive thing. Oh, we're going to rebuild stronger than before. Oh, yes, we're going to come back. Ding dong head. This is defiance. This is what got Israel destroyed. This is what got them judged by God, because they would not listen to him. They would not see the sign. They were wicked. That's called the utterance. And finally, harbinger number nine, the prophecy. The utterance was about what had happened. Prophecy is what will happen in the future. Again, this happened in ancient Israel. It happened again in America. 9/12/2001, the day after, you all remember the joint session of Congress. They all came outside and sang God Bless America. Well, there was a speech by Tom Daschle before that, and guess what he quoted verbatim? You got it, Isaiah 9:10. He prophesied about the tree because it hadn't been planted yet. They didn't even know there was a sycamore that fell down. It was the next day. But there was, and he said it. And it said it will change him to cedars that hadn't been planted yet for 2 years. But he said it, and it happened. Talked about the bricks falling down, about rebuilding them with quarried stone. And, oh, yeah, that happened later. The prophecy was made. It spoke itself into existence. Fulfilled again. Of course, they have no idea what they're saying. They have no idea what they're doing. They think this is a positive thing. And I'll get into even more amazingness about this topic when we return. This is the Christopher Manti radio program. I'm here till 11 o'clock. This is conservative nationradio.org, and we will be right back.
I am a free man. Don't tread on me.
The traditional light bulb, a groundbreaking invention in 1879. Other groundbreaking ideas from that time, the whalebone corset, the pedal-operated submarine, and the two-story outhouse. We've come a long way since then. It's time our light bulbs did the same. Visit EnergySavers.gov and learn about energy-saving light bulbs. See, these new bulbs are more efficient than the old ones, like a text message is more efficient than a carrier pigeon. They last longer, too, like how we humans last longer now that doctors use antibiotics instead of leeches. And they cut down on our energy costs, because in our own groundbreaking age of aeroplanes and moving pictures, we deserve a light bulb that saves us some cash. Saving energy saves you money. Learn more at EnergySavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Ronnie Wood of the Stones for Rad. You know it's okay to rock and roll and party, because I do it all the time. Just let someone else do the driving. That's what I do. Remember, rock lives, and you should too. Please don't drink and drive.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
If you love America, you're among friends here.
Welcome back. Welcome. Broadcasting live from the Trinity Media Studios.
Here's your host, Manti.
Yes, indeed, rock and roll. Welcome back, Christopher Manti Show. Oops, sorry about that. Welcome back, Christopher Manti Radio Program. Rock and or roll till 11 o'clock tonight. Remember, next week's 5 to 7 is the show, 5 to 7 p.m., so don't forget it if you're listening live. I will not be here. 9 o'clock will be dead air on CNR, okay? Just make a note, 5 to 7. Phone number, as always, though, will be unchanged, 718-305-7176, 718-305-7176. Email me if you want instead, christopher@conservativenationradio.org. And please visit conservativenationradio.org every day. We have lots of fresh stuff going on there, a lot of partners to visit, like traditionalamericanmovement.com, please. We would love if you visited there, a fantastic place, and our partner. Like when I mentioned Patriot Depot before, it's all kind of awesome stuff. So please check it out and tell your friends. Of course, don't forget also TrinityMediaOnline.com, my company, and I would appreciate it. All right, Facebook, we're there too, Conservative Nation Radio or Manti Show, and we'll hook you up with conversation. All right, we're talking about the Harbinger here, and my time is just flying by. Because there's so much to cover, and it's so worth it. Okay, so I just went over the nine harbingers, and again, this is a very weird format for it because I'm just flying through it. And please don't take my word for it. Research it all. Be my guest. It's all true. And what does it mean? Why is this happening? What is God saying? God is real, and he's active right now in this world, in your nation, in your life, and he's judging America, and we are not turning back to him. It's been 12 years. What has changed in this country other than a defiant attitude? We're going to rebuild it. We're going to build a bigger tower. I used to be very supportive of that. I felt, yeah, let's build a new one. Let's show the terrorists. I stopped to think, what if God is allowing this to happen? And why would you care? Why would you want another building? It feels wrong. It feels wrong now. It feels wrong. Priorities are all messed up. Up is down, left is right. Evil is good. And God's not going to stand for that. I mean, it's not that we're being punished per se. It's that he's not going to protect us anymore. And bad things happen when that condition is present. When a blessed nation becomes unblessed, stuff goes down. It goes down hard. And when America falters, the world will follow. There's no chance after us. Okay, there's more, if you can believe it. This Harbinger thing is, it's happened in ancient Israel, it's happened in America, and it's continuing to happen. I told you before about Ground Zero being the actual location where George Washington and the first government of America prayed for our nation, consecrated it, dedicated it to God. April 30th, 1789. The judgment came back to that exact place. Did you ever know that? I doubt it. I doubt it. Did you even know our capital used to be New York City? Most Americans have no idea about that. My audience, I'm sure, does. But even that little factoid. Oh, by the way, Washington's inauguration happened across the street from Wall Street, well, on Wall Street, across the street from the New York Stock Exchange, which was also affected. Oh, by the way, 9/11 happened, building comes down, Sycamore is uprooted, protects the St. Paul's Church. However, that shockwave goes down the road the opposite way that Washington came that day. It goes from St. Paul's Church up Wall Street to Federal Hall. And guess what happens? The foundation of Federal Hall, the literal foundation of the building, is cracked by 9/11. The towers falling literally cracked the foundation of the United States. Can it be any more obvious? Does God have to actually talk to you face to face? He is talking to us. The foundation of Federal Hall was cracked by 9/11. If that one thing alone happened, that should shake you awake. Forget the other eight things. Actually, the other nine things, that's not even a harbinger. That's just a result of the attack. It's an extra bonus, if you will, an extra shaking of your mind. Wake up. This is not crazy conspiracy, Alex Jones, wake up. This is God talking to you, wake up. This country will not be saved by an election. To me personally, I have to flesh this out more, but I'm beginning to believe that the election of 2012 was yet another chance of repentance, for a chance for our people to stand up and try to at least change course. But we did not. We blew it. That's why I think so many of us in such a rotten pit in our stomach. Yeah, okay, you lose election. It happens. Your guy didn't win. Fine. Okay. You think the president's the worst guy ever. Okay, I get it. Okay, the Senate didn't actually happen. Okay. Nothing is changing. It's getting worse. It's getting worse. Obama is unrestrained. You wait. You watch what's going to happen the next 2, 3, 4 years. You're not going to recognize what's left. The people behind Barack Obama and him himself have been waiting for this for decades. And the real power behind it, Satan, he's waiting for it for hundreds and thousands of years. So just wait, watch. We didn't change anything. As Rabbi Kahn, the author of The Harbinger, said, Israel sacrificed thousands of babies on the altars of pagan gods, Molech and Baal. America has sacrificed millions. Millions. We're sticking our thumb in God's eye. Think he's happy about this? Think he's just going to take it? He's going to take it? In any event, one more aspect of this Harbinger before the top of the hour from the book. Again, the book is called The Harbinger Companion with Study Guide. It is not the fictionalized setting that the Harbinger book from last year is. This is purely Bible study, reference, photos, explanation. Clear, concise, and to the point. Snap your ass awake. Bible's alive. Word of God is eternal. He is active right now. It's not over, folks. The Bible is not a story that had an ending. That is dead. It's happening. Okay, again, one other thing. It's called a Shemitah. The Shemitah is the Hebrew word for a year of rest. You know, the day of rest, every 7 days you're supposed to rest. Well, to ancient Israel, every 7 years was supposed to be a year of rest. In other words, the crops that you produced, instead of keeping it for yourself, you gave it to the poor. You gave it to the aliens of the land, so to speak. You didn't keep it. You didn't profit that year. This is supposed to be a good thing. Everyone was happy. Oh, by the way, all the debts and credit, that whole anything that had to do with money was wiped out. The books were wiped clean. This was great. If you owed somebody money, not anymore, you didn't. Books were wiped out. 7 years. You have 7 years to pay it off, and it's gone. Also, on the flip side, if somebody owed you money, if you didn't get it back by then, his debt was forgiven, and that was that. Well, when you don't obey God, things turn on its head and becomes a curse. The Shemitah began right after September 11, 2001. The day it began, the stock market had the biggest loss in history. Oh, by the way, that was called Elul 29. That's the Hebrew date. By the way, exactly 7 years later, Elul 29, 2008, that became the biggest stock market crash ever. 777 points, that's right. 7 year period, 7 years later, 777 points. Are you hearing him yet? How obvious does it have to be? The world, the U.S. economy, and therefore the world economy, if you don't believe those things are related, look what happened in 2008. This is the reason why Barack Obama was even elected, quite frankly. I believe it was a huge factor. If there was no economic meltdown and Bush bailing out the banks and all this crap, you don't think that the Democrats got a huge boost out of that? Anyway, it's not about Republican or Democrat. But you see how things work. A punishment. A blessing has become a punishment. The Lord sent us this king in his anger. Oh, and he thinks himself a king. He thinks himself a king. And you'll see that play out. Those are my thoughts on the Harbinger. It's now the top of the hour. This is the Christopher Manti radio program. and we'll be right back.
Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or restricting the freedom of the speech, or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble, and to petition the government for a redress of grievances.
America, you're among friends here. ConservativeNationRadio.org.
It takes 12 years to create a graduate. It takes about the same time to create a dropout. The difference between a child becoming one or the other could be you. Studies prove that reading to a child regularly dramatically improves reading skills. And kids who read well by third grade are four times as likely to graduate. So United Way is calling for 1 million volunteers over the next 3 years. We're asking you to step up, make a pledge, tutor a child who needs help, mentor a kid who needs someone on their side, volunteer to read to children, make a difference. Because when a child advances, we all advance. Entire communities improve. The path to success or failure starts long before graduation day. And the difference between a graduate and a dropout could be you. Be a reader, tutor or mentor, give. Advocate. Volunteer. Live United. Take the pledge. Go to liveunited.org now. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Imagine me, a dog, moving in with a human. I didn't know how it would work. Turns out, my human's pretty entertaining. For instance, every time I give my human his ball, he throws it as far as he can. And I'm like, dude, that's your ball. So I go get it. But he just throws it. Again. I gotta say, though, the more he does it, the funnier it is. I love my human.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Here to 11 o'clock p.m. This is the Manti Radio Program. I am Christopher Manti, your host. You can reach me, 718-305-7176, 718-305-7176, or email me if you want, Christopher at conservativenationradio.org, or come into the chat room here live and deal with me that way, no problem. All right. Hour one was pretty intense, I guess. Hour two, change it up a little bit. We had a, I'm sure you know, there was a bombing in Boston a couple weeks ago. And the aftermath was not pretty. Obviously, the attack was not either, but some serious weird stuff is going on. And again, I'm not I'm not one of those dorks that want to say it's a government conspiracy, that it didn't happen, that they're actors, that the blood is fake. I mean, just stupid, stupid things out there. I want nothing to do with that. But there are things that you really can't overlook, namely that there are pictures, lots of them, of folks that sure look like they were, they're part of a military contractor type of company. They're all wearing the same outfits. They have the khaki colored pants and the black jackets with giant black backpacks on them, running around the streets together. And they seem very surprised when the bombs actually went off. So whether it's some kind of coincidence or what, I don't know. But then, if you remember the FBI, the weirdest part about this whole incident to me was, remember you heard, oh, there's been an arrest. Oh, it's a Saudi. All right, we have a next day. Oh, we have a press conference scheduled for this afternoon. The last minute, it's canceled. And there's no press conference for 3 days. What the hell just happened? That is weird. Not in a good way. Something freaked out the FBI. And this person that they allegedly had, they didn't have. All of a sudden, they have no one. So read into that what you may. Let's just say there's, again, pictures of a very non-threatening-looking middle-aged white guy, Tea Party-looking fellow with a backpack, also in the crowd of the area of the explosion. See no more. Could they have tried to, you know, could that have been a setup to really crack down on folks? I don't know. But the circumstances are way too weird to just ignore that. Anyway, the thing that you, that's kind of a mystery, nothing more I'm sure is going to come of all that. But what is ongoing, thanks to Glenn Beck, a great patriot who goes off the reservation at times, who has really gone off this past election season, but once it's been over, he's been refocused, and I can, God is working with him also. This Saudi Arabian student or whatever, young man that was first a person of interest and then arrested, and then, no, we're just questioning him. Oh, no, he's hurt at the hospital. We're just checking on him. Oh, the first lady is here visiting him. Oh, now he's being deported. Oh, and now he's gone. Huh. Where the hell is this guy? And Beck, and who is he? And why was he given a designation of a terrorist the day after the attack? And he was made to leave. They're deporting. And all of a sudden, the Saudi government has this impromptu meeting with President Obama. And now he's not a terrorist anymore. But he's still missing. Where is this guy? And Saudi Arabia did not want him to be here. I know that. We know that. What that means, still up for debate, I guess. But why care so much about this kid? I was here on a student visa, by the way. He never went to the school in Ohio where he was approved to go. Point is, he had no intention of ever going to school here. Like a lot of them, by the way, but this one just happened to be at the bombing, just happened to be visited by the First Lady, just happened to be whisked away because his home country didn't want him to stay here. Very intriguing stuff. We don't not know, unless I'm totally missing a piece here, we do not know where he is right now. He was supposed to be deported last week. Remember this whole thing about Napolitano goes before Congress and makes fun of the whole idea of, I'm not dignified up with that response. Yes, I know that's a very deep voice for a woman, but she happens to have one. No, we don't know anything about this person. This is a joke. There's no one under, no one's being deported. No, oh, by the way, 2 days later, thanks to Beck, basically, and the some congressmen who actually have the documentation of this guy being put on this, being declared a terrorist. Oh, yeah, well, he, you see, let me back up here. He really wasn't. He was in the wrong place at the wrong time. Oh, yeah. Of course that's what it was. How could we be so silly? I mean, you know, it happens all the time. I personally have been the wrong place at the wrong time and gotten on terrorist lists and all that kind of stuff. You know, that's just... Yeah, thank you. No. The government, there are people in our government, not all of them, but there's a faction who is covering this up in a treasonous way, who's scrubbing information, the DHS is part of it. So I'll say no more. I just don't know much more. DHS is definitely involved. John Kerry seems to be involved. The State Department, in other words, Kerry and Hillary. Apparently the First Lady's involved. So the President obviously is. It's a lot of bad mysteries surrounding this all of a sudden. And oh, by the way, remember the first brother who was killed in that shootout and then maybe even ran over by his own brother in a car? His body is gone. It's missing. There's an angle with the wife, his widow, that only she could claim it, but then she didn't want it. She wanted the parents to have it, but the parents don't live in America. It's all kinds of effed up, to be totally honest with you. So I guess it was either yesterday or the day before, in the middle of the night, there were cop cars escorting the body away somewhere, and nobody knows where it went. If you know, please give me a call. This thing is not getting any clearer. At all. And of course, people just, you know, our media is totally complicit and complicit. Sorry, it's the only way I can put it there. I don't want to even say lazy or stupid because they are, but they're not even trying. I mean, it's like looking into Barack Obama's past or something. They just are not interested. They're just not going to do it because they'll hurt the one they love, their hero, or heroes. Can't go against progressivism, folks. That is their rule. Can't do it. They will not do it. That's the world in which we live. So just wanted to bring that up. And when we come back, we'll talk about this horrible Gosnell guy and what the hell is happening with this jury. So remember, tomorrow we have a show here. Our next show on the network, Saturday, New Wise Conservatism, it's called. It's pretty clear. Switches on to conservativenationradio.org. And if you have any doubts, just check out our new Saturday show with internet radio veteran Robert Garding. The New Wise Conservatism Show now comes to you on conservativenationradio.org every Saturday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 o'clock Central Time. Robert has a very big following, so listen Saturday and you'll find out why. That's tomorrow. Thousands of people love his brand, New Wise Conservatism, and you will too. That's the New Wise Conservatism Show with Robert Garding tomorrow, 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 o'clock Central Time on conservativenationradio.org. Real conservatism for real conservatives, and we'll be right back.
I am a free man. Don't
Tread on me.
Hello, and welcome to today's lottery drawing. Good luck. And here's today's winning numbers. First one up, it's not yours. Second one, not yours. And another number that's not yours. Okay, this is one number that's yours. It's a 5, but you don't get any money for that. And the final number is not yours.
Yep, so chances are you're not going to hit the lottery anytime soon. Don't get us wrong. The lottery can be fun every now and then. Just please don't rely on it for your future savings. How about this? Brew your own coffee at home instead of buying that latte every day. Brown bag it to work instead of ordering in. Ride your bike instead of buying all that gas. These changes alone can save you thousands a year. Thousands. Small changes today, big bucks tomorrow. Feed that piggy bank. Go to feedthepig.org for more free ideas on how to save.
Feedthepig.org.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
It feels like you're frozen, petrified. You're struggling with your mortgage payments. The bills begin to pile up. Not knowing what to do, you do nothing at all. And that's the worst thing you can do. Because if you take action, if you do something about your mortgage problems, you're far more likely to get the most positive outcome. Making Home Affordable is a free government program. Call 888-995-HOPE to talk one-on-one with a housing expert about the options that are right for you. Real help, real answers, right now. Call 888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov and do something about your mortgage problems. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
The Internet's official rhino hunting safari.
Welcome back. Welcome. Broadcasting live from the Trinity Media Studios.
Here's your host, Manti.
Yes, indeed, I am Manti, your host. Here till 11 o'clock, it's now 10:20 p.m. in the Eastern time zone of the United States of America. Beautiful. Downtown Wilmington, Delaware, and the Trinity Media Studios. Happy to be with you. 718-305-7176, 718-305-7176 is the phone number. Feel free to give me a call or email me, christopher@conservativenationradio.org. Or if you're here live listening, you can. There's a chat room right underneath where the broadcast is, and you can log in and say what's up. What's up? Or ask a question, leave a comment, concern, an attaboy, you know, whatever. I'll take it. I can take it. Thanks for listening, live or downloaded after the fact. I love you all. Hope you're enjoying the program. Again, next week, remember, moving times, 5 to 7, 5 p.m. Tomorrow, 5 p.m. next Friday the 10th, May 10th, I'm on 5 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. to 7. Afternoon drive time with Manti. That's me. Okay, just make a note of it because I'm not coming back to 9 o'clock anymore. No big deal, just isn't working out. So no problems. No problems at all. 718-305-7176. 718-305-7176. So, as you probably are aware, there's a trial for the bastard Kermit Gosnell, mass murderer, sick freak, deserves a death penalty. It's happening in Philadelphia, my backyard. And it's an open and shut case. I've never seen a clearer one, to be honest with you. There's no, they're not even trying to say he didn't do it, but yet he's not pleading guilty. Why? Because abortion is legal. You're allowed to kill babies. Except for the fact when they are born, despite your attempt to abort them, and they come out and they're breathing, screaming for life, for help. The law says, technically, that you're supposed to help them. But, you know, they're not really people, right? I mean, you're gonna do all kinds of disgusting things and snip their spinal cords and cut them into pieces and all that good stuff in the womb. That's totally legal. That is fine. That is no problem. But when they come out, you gotta stop. Well, anyway, that's another debate. Point is, he did it when they were out. He killed them when they were out, and he cut off their body parts and kept them in jars. I mean, this is like, somebody from Hollywood would write something this callous and stupid, and like you'd never believe it was possible. It's like the Nazis are back in this enlightened, progressive world, a progressive nation of the United States. How could there be so much killing of innocents? Well, see, that's the thing about the left. They don't care about killing innocents. That's an asterisk on their agenda. The trial went on. Nobody covered it. The national media completely ignored it. If it wasn't for some Twitter bombs by us grassroots folks, when the trial started, there'd be nothing about it anywhere. Total cover-up. Reason being, of course, they don't want there to be more abolitionists created, which is what you should be if you're listening to me and you're pro-life. You should be an abolitionist. Say that word and mean it. That's the only way abortion will end, is if it is abolished in the Constitution. You'll realize it. You will. If you don't believe me, you will eventually. Some people know it in your heart right now. You're having a reaction to that. Something is stirring in you. Yeah, I know it happened to me too. Abolitionist. Abolish, abolish, abolish. It's the only solution. Anyways. So the trial is over. It went to the jury 4 days ago. 4 days ago. Why in the hell don't we have a decision? The longer this goes, the worse it's going to be. My gut tells me, and again, a non-passion view of any case, that goes, the longer the jury is out, the worse it is for the prosecution. It's just the way it works. Because they're not believing the story. They need more. They don't believe the version of events that the prosecution's laid out. They need more proof. They need more time. They need more evidence. They need to see exactly why they are presenting the case in the manner which they are. Maybe they've already decided and they're just trying to recommend a sentence. I kind of doubt that, but you never know. Here's the fact. The longer they're out, the more likely it's going to be acquittal. In one respect, you'd understand that because, you know, let's get to really cut to the root. All abortions do this. Honestly, what he did is no different than anyone else. There are people who do late-term abortions all over the country, every state in the union. Whether they admit it or not, that's irrelevant, but they do it. And how they dispose of the remains is really irrelevant, too. there are thousands of Gosnells around. So, or, you know, too many to count. So in that respect, if abortion is legal, hey, it's legal. I mean, the first inalienable right to be alive has been taken, has been ruled invalid by the Supreme Court, right? So it must be true. Did you know that? Supreme Court has the ability to take away a right that can't be taken away? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they did it. And they're coming for more. But, so in that respect, acquittal would be totally consistent with the quote-unquote law about it being legal. However, I feel pretty strongly that if this were to come back, and this is a jury of his peers, remember, this is not some one judge, jury, executioner, all in one person, or some secret trial. This is the greatest justice system in the history of mankind. A jury of his peers, 12 Americans from his part of his state, judging guilt or innocence, 12 people. If they come back with an acquittal, of any of the charges, I don't. By the way, the judge is trying to help him already and threw out a couple charges himself. There's still, four or five left? All murder. But most likely how you could be guilty of one and not the rest, I don't see how that's really going to happen. But he's acquitted. Of course, people like us, people like me, will be astonished, depressed, angry, all that stuff. But don't you believe that God, our Father, will be so angry? This is just another thumb in his eye, a middle finger from America to him. This is the greatest system that's ever been devised, and his hand is all over it. And we can't even convict a murderer, a mass murderer, who admitted it. He admits it, that he did it. And if you won't convict him, folks, I don't know this. I'm not saying this for a fact. I'm not a prophet. But it would not surprise me in the least if there was an acquittal in this case, that America had a major, major event afterwards. A very negative event. Wrath of God type of stuff. And we would totally, unequivocally deserve it. We deserve it already. But something like this would be, there's nothing left. There's nothing left. Society has died. Our godly place in this world is over. If that comes back in acquittal. But hey, that's just my opinion. Let's talk about LifeLock. Change it up a bit. ConservativeNationRadio.org is proud to be associated with the most effective identity security and credit monitoring service that there is, LifeLock. LifeLock is a lot more than just your standard credit monitoring service. LifeLock helps to protect your personal information using a combination of data surveillance techniques and outstanding member service, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. There's really nothing that comes close to LifeLock. So to protect your identity with LifeLock, go to conservativenationradio.org and click on the LifeLock banner. That's conservativenationradio.org. Click on the LifeLock banner. You would appreciate if you did that. And we'll be back right after this.
Congress don't make no law, respecting an establishment of religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or restricting the freedom of speech, or of the press.
Mom.
I wanted to talk to you about something and...
Oh, wait. Hold on. I just got a text. Oh, there's another one. Wow. Busy, busy me. So, anyway...
Oh, wait, Mom. I just got a message. My friends keep commenting on my comment. Oh, there's another one. So many comments on my comment.
Oh, I can't wait to watch TV tonight. Playoffs!
Hey, guys, check out my new video game. Pew, pew.
Wait.
Wait.
Mom, what?
Huh? What? Hold
What'd
on.
What'd you say?
Wait a second, huh?
This weekend, unplug. Take your family to the forest. There's nothing in the world like experiencing nature firsthand. Trees, paths, bluebirds, streams. Getting closer to nature can get you closer to your family. To find the forest nearest you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I might look like an adult, like a person who could possibly be a parent, but I have no idea how to talk like one. And everyone knows that if you want to be a parent, you have to sound good when you say things like, "Don't make me turn this car around," or "Because I said so," or "Don't make me come back there." I don't even really know what those things mean, but I know that I actually believed my parents when they said them to me. How did they manage to sound so convincing? Here we go. "Don't make me come back there." Ugh, no, that's not tough enough at all. Kids can sense weakness. "Don't make me come back there." Ooh, yeah, that's better. In fact, that kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to listen to you practice your dad voice. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUsKids, and the Ad Council.
If you're wondering where Rush goes to do his show prep, you found it.
Yes, welcome back. This is Christopher Manti's show. Awesome music there by Eluviti. Look them up. Eluviti. They are from Switzerland and very into the Celtic. Their Celtic heritage, as you can see, are here. Awesome, awesome band. Love them. Most great bands are not from America anymore. Sucks. Anywho, welcome back to the program. 718-305-7176. 718-305-7176. And I thank you for listening in, even if it's for a limited time. I appreciate it very much. Either it's live or after the fact on download. Great, wonderful, love it. Thank you for that. And I've got 25 minutes left here. Remember, next week I'm moving times, same day. Still Friday, but now 5 to 7 p.m. 5 p.m. to 7. 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Okay, Eastern time. Got it? It's 4 hours earlier. That'll be easier on everyone. All right, so thank you for coming with me. Hopefully you will do that. If not, just catch me another day. Remember, go to conservativenationradio.org, and you can find any one of our shows and have archives of previous broadcasts. Right? That's how we roll here on Conservative Nation Radio Network. So please do visit us early and often. Spread the word. We're just regular folks like you trying to do some good in the world and speak out on the airwaves of the internet. So we appreciate you. Support. Okay, 10:36. Yikes. We talked about the Gosnell trial and all that stuff. One thing I did want to mention here. count, I guess yesterday or the day before, Pentagon, I'm calling it Pentagon Outlaws Great Commission, because it, I don't know how else to put it. I don't know what their excuse is about this. The Pentagon, the U.S. military, has put out there, I don't know if it's a Chuck Hagel thing or a new Secretary of Defense or what, but 2 days ago, service members who, as they say, proselytize, can be court-martialed. This isn't the enemy or on the battlefield or something. This is talking about Christians who are trying to make or are trying to talk about their beliefs to other service members, to their an army person talking to the army, their fellows, their the chaplain. A chaplain in the military is not even technically part of it. I mean, they are there to service the spiritual needs of the soldiers. They are not allowed now to talk about it. Otherwise, they'll be court-martialed. Oh, I mean, this is too bizarre. And this all came about because there's a consultant, extreme anti-Christian person, just been hired by the Pentagon, whose name is, I'm going to get it right, a Mickey, or is it Mikey, Weinstein, founder of the Military Religious Freedom Foundation. Mm-hmm. He was hired as a consultant to the Pentagon to develop new policies on religious tolerance, including a policy for court-martialing military chaplains who share the Christian gospel during spiritual counseling of America's troops. Weinstein decries what he calls the virulent religious oppression perpetrated by conservative Christians, whom he refers to as monstrosities and pitiable unconstitutional carpetbaggers, comparing them to the quote, bigots in the Deep South during the Civil War era. He cites Dr. James Dobson as, quote, illustrating the extremist militant nature of these virulently homophobic organizations' rhetorically charged propaganda. Regarding all those who teach Orthodox Christian beliefs from the Bible, Weinstein says, let's call these ignoble actions what they are, senseless and cowardly squallings of human monsters. Oh yeah, that's someone we should hire. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, maybe that was a mistake. Maybe it was one of these things. Oh, it's a suggestion. We haven't instituted it. Well, we have confirmation on May 1st and May 2nd from the Pentagon itself and the Air Force. Now, I'm reading from a story at the blog called The Daily Gator, who has contacts in this arena. Now the Pentagon claims the opposite. These new statements instead only compound the problem, as the Pentagon's new definitions for terms squarely contradict what the dictionary says these terms mean. All this has taken place as the first flag officer in the military has stepped forward to defy the unconstitutional policy. An official statement yesterday, Lieutenant Commander Nate Christensen, a spokesman for the Pentagon's Defense Press Office, responded to Breitbart's news by saying, service members can share their faith, evangelize, but must not force unwanted intrusive attempts to convert others of any faith to one's beliefs, proselytization. Unfortunately for the Obama administration's leaders in the Pentagon, these definitions are absurdly false. They only confirm a central concern of earlier columns. These definitions of evangelizing and proselytizing are contradicted by, one, general dictionaries, 2, legal dictionaries, and 3, theological dictionaries. We have not located any dictionary that supports the Pentagon's novel and unprecedented definitions for these well-known words. Evidently, it all depends on what the meaning of is, which is a debate the country was thought to have resolved in 2000. Even so, when trying to say the press is wrong, don't do it by inventing new definitions that anyone with a sixth grade education can access to a dictionary can confirm are utterly false. The words evangelize and proselytize have identical meanings when referring to Christians. So to make proselytizing illegal is to make evangelizing illegal. Duh. The dictionary defines evangelize as, quote, convert to Christianity or to preach the Christian gospel. Likewise, the dictionary defines proselytize as to convert or attempt to convert. They both mean sharing of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Two things to note. First, evangelizing means to try to persuade your listener to become a Christian, which the Pentagon just reaffirmed for the second time in 2 days is forbidden in the military. Second, contrary to the Obama holder's definition, proselytizing carries no connotation whatsoever of force or intrusive attempts to do anything. Correct. That is correct. Anyone can agree that no military commander should use his authority to coerce a subordinate to adopt religious views that violate the subordinate's conscience. That suggestion is a straw man argument, as proselytizing is something entirely different. Not only that, but the suggestion is further confirmed as false because our earlier reports discussing chaplains would be irrelevant. An infantry sergeant answers to an infantry lieutenant, who answers to an infantry captain, and so on up to general commanding the infantry division. So why is Washington Post reporting that the Pentagon's meetings with Weinstein, this is this crazy anti-Christian dude, with Weinstein discussed chaplains being court-martialed, that is, criminally prosecuted under military law, for sharing the gospel with a fellow service member? The chaplain is not in the chain of command. The chaplain has no authority with which to coerce the other service member. Instead, it looks like the Obama-Hagel administration was caught red-handed, contemplating policies that violate the rights of American service members, and they are literally attempting to rewrite the dictionary through a press release to offer disingenuous explanations of why things are not as disturbing as they appear. The second problem for the administration by this proposed new rule makes it illegal for millions of Americans to serve in the military in a manner consistent with their faith. Millions of Americans who call themselves Christians, including evangelicals, devout Catholics, and observant Mormons, believe they are required by Matthew 28 in the Bible to share the gospel with other people. Again, duh. This is to be done respectfully and peacefully at appropriate times and in an appropriate manner, but it must be done when such opportunities present themselves. I would even eliminate that. It must be done, period. There's no opportunity. Every moment is an opportunity to share the gospel. To say that sharing the gospel is a crime under military law, as we reported, Weinstein in his own words calls it an act of treason and should be punished, right after calling those who do so monsters and enemies of the Constitution. To say that it is a crime is to say that tens of millions of Americans are not allowed to serve in our military, and those that are already serving could be prosecuted for a crime and perhaps expelled from the military in general. Third problem is that it is unconstitutional. I'm up against the break here, 10:45 p.m. in the Christopher Manti Show. We got one last break here. First of all, I want to tell you about Soldiers of Patriotism. This is our flagship show here on Conservative Nation Radio. Conservatives like us like things to be predictable, dependable, and reliable. Like the true anchors they are, Michael Smith and Bing Fisher, still roll out Soldiers of Patriotism every Sunday afternoon at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central Time. There wouldn't be the Conservative Nation Radio Network without Michael B. and Uncle Bing, now would it? No, it would not. Don't miss our flagship show, Soldiers of Patriotism, Sundays at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 Central on conservativenationradio.org. Real conservatism for real conservatives. And we will be right back.
I am a free man. Don't tread on me.
Nurse, I need you to apply pressure to the head wound until I can get to it. I'm concerned she's lost too much blood.
Oh, no.
You in the corner, who are you? You're not supposed to be here.
She's my girlfriend, doctor.
You need to wait out in the waiting room.
Please, doctor, I want to stay with her.
Look, she's been badly injured. So if you want to do what's best for her, You need to let us do our work.
Please, doctor, she has to be okay. I didn't mean to do this. I love her.
Wait a second. You were the driver?
Yes, but I didn't mean to. I swear, we went to dinner. I was just buzzed. I only had a few drinks.
Just buzzed? Why didn't you tell us that? In that case, your girlfriend is fine.
Hey, sweetie. I feel great. You want to get out of here?
I can't believe this. Really, doctor? She's really okay?
What, are you kidding? No, not really. Nurse, get me a suture kit. Stat.
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.
Today, you ate Greek yogurt. You took the train. You wondered why people spend so much time reading celebrity blogs. You read a celebrity blog. You planned a workout. You skipped it. You did all the things that one normally does the day before a devastating earthquake shakes the community to the ground. You never know when the day before is the day before. Prepare for tomorrow at ready.gov/today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
80 million voters can pull the wrong lever, and it's still the wrong lever.
Welcome back. Welcome. Broadcasting live from the Trinity Media Studios.
Here's your host,
Manti.
It is I, Manti, and back for one final segment at this time frame. This show of mine will be changing from 9 to 11 p.m. to next week, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., every Friday thereafter. This is it for this time. I love my experience with you at this hour, but it must end. So it will. 5 o'clock next Friday. Okie dokies. Remember, tune in. Or just tune in after the fact in another day and download it. It's no problem. Same difference to me, to be honest with you. If you want to call me real quick before our show's over, 718-305-7176, 718-305-7176. Email Christopher at conservativenationradio.org. All right, let me finish up this story I was reading about the Pentagon going completely crazy, outlawing Christianity, basically, among our chaplains, which makes no sense at all. All right. So third problem is, I'm just reading from this article from Daily Gator, who's putting together a damning indictment of this policy. Third problem is that it's unconstitutional. When someone joins the military, their First Amendment rights are diminished, but they're not eradicated. A soldier cannot write an op-ed criticizing Commander-in-Chief, but he can live and share his faith with others. Evangelizing does not disrupt discipline and good order in the military, and therefore the Constitution does not permit the military to forbid it. Military officers do take an oath to support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. There are honorable Christian service members who will not in good conscience be able to abide by this unconstitutional and unconscionable decree. And this week it began. Rear Admiral William D. Lee of the Coast Guard said that he will, quote, defy any efforts to stop military personnel from openly sharing their Christian faith. Told that sharing the gospel is crossing the line, Lee said, quote, I'm so glad we've crossed that line so many times. He then pledged to exercise his, quote, right under the Constitution to tell a young man that there is hope. Amen to that. The U.S. military is the most noble and honorable institution in America. Officers like Rear Admiral Lee are an essential part of making it so. Congress should step forward to enact whatever legislation is needed to safeguard their rights as they continue to protect ours. And there you go. I don't know what is going to come of this, but hang on. Let me continue to read from Breitbart here, making sure I'm giving credit where it's due. Pentagon defends unconstitutional policy. And No, that was the end. Okay. I'm sorry, that was from Breitbart. Ken Klukowski. All right, that was the blog just reprinted that. I apologize. So, I don't know what the hell's going on there. You know, our world is upside down, and our own nation is turning against us, looks like. Not good, but whatever we have to do, we'll do. Okay, well, I'm almost out of here. 7 minutes left, and that's that. Again, next week, 5 o'clock, please. 5 o'clock to 7, conservativenationradio.org. As always, Christopher Manti Show. Nothing is changing, just the time. Just the time. So if you would follow me there, I'd be greatly appreciative. I guess I can mention real quick here before we go. There is a thing that I think we should all participate in or start or find out about immediately, like tomorrow. And I'll talk more about this in the future, but between all the stuff that's going on, I talked about the Harbinger earlier and how we're, it's like God is judging our nation and we've got to get serious here about talking to him and praying and studying his word and studying founding documents and being equipped mentally, because we're going to need it. We're going to need our scriptures memorized. We're going to need Constitution and Declaration in our heart, too. And for things that might come, we're going to need a lot more than that, most likely, but that's the foundation. And you're going to need to provide answers to every man. So in the spirit of that, prayer and study groups in your community. If you don't have one, you need one. If you don't know of one, go find it. And create one. Your church, your local community center, your, if you're involved in a patriot group of some kind, I'm sure you have like-minded Christians with you. You don't even have to be Christian, to be honest with you, but frankly, most of us are, vast majority. Got to get together in these local groups, prayer slash study groups. We need to take it county by county, even city by city, because we need to talk to God about this stuff, and we need to hear from him about it, and we need to be prepared, like I said, mentally and physically and every other way. And this is the way we can affect and fight back. At least initially, this is how we're going to do it. Find these prayer groups. And maybe you have one or you're in one and they're not, you know, they're only talking about it, Aunt Joe and Uncle Tom, and praying for healing on a sick family member. Nothing wrong with that. Please. Nothing wrong with that at all. But these things happen. This is normal human life. But our country is falling, and our Lord is angry at us, and our world is falling. Granted, these things have to come, okay, but we have to be on the right side of it. You don't want him angry at you. You don't want him angry at you. Let man do what he does. Don't fear what man can do to you. But do fear the Lord. The only thing a man can do is kill your body. The Lord can kill your soul. That's written. That's biblical. That's what hell is, by the way. Yeah, I'll do a show just on that coming up here. Hell is not eternal separation from God. You're alive somewhere, even though you're dead. lake of fire, burning for it. No, no. Death of the soul. The wages of sin is death. So it will be. You only get to live forever if you're on his team. Bottom line. So please be prepared for that. Join or found, create a local prayer and study group in your community. I even hate to use that word because it's been hijacked so bad. But your town, your county, your sphere of influence. Join one, create one. Or merge, you know. Maybe there are a couple small ones around. Get serious about it. Have your two or three people into 10 or 15 or 20. Have a leader and respect that leader of the group, but it's so important that we do this, lest we lose sight and lose a lot more. All right, so that will bring my show to a close this week. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being with me in this time, this hour that we're in this literal hour that is ending, and that will never come again because I'll be on 5 to 7 from now on, not 9 to 11. Okay, next week, same bat times, well, same bat channel, same bat network, but the time is changing to 5 p.m. Eastern. 5 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Eastern. Okay, Manti Show changing. And remember, folks, every day we have to choose who we're going to serve. And please be careful. Know what you believe. If you don't know, get to know it. You're going to need him on your side. See you next week, 5 p.m.